questions jog my memory, so Chuck, NAZA, I was doing a lot of single sideband stuff, 2 meter single sideband on the net. I finally got an appropriate antenna at home. I put up a Rhone 34-foot mast, and I got an 8-foot diamond V2000 tribander on top of it. So with my ICOM 705 and an 85-watt VHF amp, I was actually screwing around on that and having a blast with Simplex. It's crazy what you can do with a little bit of power and light on sideband. So that's kind of the last new thing I jumped into on the radio side. Other than that, it's been status quo. Like I said, I've just been building out these little bag radios and stuff like that. I haven't been operating a whole lot at home just at the time. And, there's always something new to do, though. I did the FT8. It was fun. It's just not for me. I work in IT, so when I get home and my hobby is another computer, which is funny because I play video games on a computer, but I don't know. I just FT8 doesn't speak to me like some of these other things do.
Yeah, I think I'd probably be in agreement with you. FT8's kind of nice, but yeah, I tried it out, played around for a little bit, but then put it down. I'm like, yeah, it's nice to have, but just not really something that would pique my interest so much. I got a couple of things somewhat related. I've got a whisper kit. I've got to see if I stick it up with an antenna so I can start doing a little propagation reporting. And, yeah, I'd like to do some more QRP myself. I've done a little bit here and there. I've got a, I haven't put together. I got a system for about the past 2 or 3 years or so, I think. I think it's called a tuna topper. And it's basically you just put it in a, tuna can, and it's just a small little QRP rig. I think it's a quarter watt, so I got to see if I can get that put together from the kit. Look at this, Dakota. What kind of, when you go operating with the 705, what kind of antenna do you use?